It's your girl Ajoke Ade right here the MIC, and we they do I'm like Olodumare send us. Do not get it mixed up. This is the first and only truly Pan African Media House. We did hear they do I'm like Olodumare send us. You are welcome. You are tuned to the first and only truly Pan African Media House. Do you know that it is you and I that will reconsider this thing where they worry us? The question is, must your children go to school? Should your children go to school? And why are they going to school? Must your children go to school? Should your children go to school? And why are they going to school? It is a wake-up call. Must Ajoke Ade Pikin go to school? Should Ajoke Ade Pikin go to school? And why Ajoke Ade Pikin they go to school? So that you go no say this matter no be saying now only me. And now maybe not only you, or maybe say my mouth just did here. It is something that all of us must reconsider. Today, now reconsidering schooling we want to do. We want to reconsider waiting school be. So that if school no day for us, we go pack them somewhere. It's the wake-up call. Benny, if you see a typical school on top of Freeland, or a typical school where African Pikin then go, they go, they get as a B. Those people where they see the YouTube channel, go do this official YouTube channel, you go see them there. And those of you where they see and you go understand. Let us not lie to ourselves. You may be rich enough to actually give your children the so-called education. But check them. Are they really schooling? Or you are just going there to give them a massage your ego, say you don't get money?
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray. Wake up, Africa. Your girl Ajoke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning. Today's wake up call.
They warn you. Ajoke Ade.
Son Uncle. Wake up. It's the morning's wake up call on Juju 3 FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan African Radio. And we set out to do something rebranding African entertainment.
We would fix Africa. We would fix everything. Please support us. You will be glad you did. Before we say that, let's say a very big thank you to all of our sponsors, listeners, committee of management, engineers. I can't mention the name enough. Tomorrow will be the 71st birthday of the acting chairman of the committee of management of Dudusri. We say Igbaodun Ogdunkan. So join us. Yes, it will be premiered live. So on our YouTube channel, and it will be broadcasted on our radio. So the gift you can give to somebody today is the downloadment of the radio. I don't tell you, say last. Oyibo no be my papa language. Download the radio, go to your Play Store, and when you get to the Play Store, you will see the radio there. Download the radio, yes, either on the Google or the Apple, that's the iOS, download the radio. And after you are done with the downloadment, please support us, because this journalism that we are doing is different, is intentional, and is futuristic. Must your children go to school? That's a question for you. Must my children go to school? That's a question for me. Okay, so after you support us, you can join this big family. It's a big family that you will be glad you are a part of. This is a family where we do like Olodumare. Send us to join our family. Download the radio. You will see the chat room in the radio, so you can join the family. That's where everything they go 247. And then fast forward march. So also, if you don't know the road, you define the road. Call +1 212 256 9117 +1 212 256 9117. That's our official line. The studio lines +1 253 948 0573 +1 253 948 0573. If you give us anything or somebody give you or send us to you, send you to us, please. DuduSpiritOfficial@gmail.com, info@duduspirit.com, ajokeade@duduspirit.com.
This is Dudu Spray FM on African Radio.
You're welcome to the first and only Truly Pan-African Media House. We can't do it loud enough. Many thanks to everybody, and the copyright of the song goes to our own Baba. We know they die out on top of the continent of Africa. Your girl, Ajoke Ade, is here. So I'm going to fast forward much. I will not waste your time. We are reconsidering schooling. Must your children go to school and be dressed like this? Is it a must? Why should they go? And what is the purpose? Should they even go at all? So, must your children go to school? Answer the question. Because right now, the number of children that are going to be out of school on the continent of Africa, the number of black Americans that was going to be out of school, the number of African descent that was going to be out of school is going to increase. Things will make it increase. The money factor will make that increase, number one. The number of children, because we can no longer afford this costly education. If you think you can afford it, think. All those children, Bill Gates, she learn them for school. Mark Zuckerberg, he learn them for school. Orumila, he learn them for school. Ifa, they learn them for school. Gregor Mendel, the Mendelian principle, genetics, she then come out of them from school. Why do you not think that you will get them for school? It is your wake-up call. So, say, Ajoke, say your pikin no go school. He go school today because the system calls for it. So, now, should the children go to school? The answer lies in our hands, because this schooling, we must redefine it. Check it out and also do the right thing. So, as you are tending to train your children, don't think that after you send your pikin to that school, you have done well. Because I told you that the money will increase, so more children will actually be out of school. And apart from that, our race is going into extinction. So more children will be out of school. Yes. We can still be black, but check the language we they speak, check the clothes we they wear, check the food we they shop, check our irori. You know, they like, do we even love Africa? You love Africa. I don't care, say you love, everybody don't know, see me, I love Africa. Even see the map of Africa on my head. So my haircut is actually the map of Africa. Even the shape of my head in a map of Africa. See now, check it out. So I go, that is my signature, my logo, the hair. Now map of Africa, so if you check the number of my locks, every African nation did it. Yes, and when I say nation, no be the Berlin Conference border. No. Yes, it's the one that Ubangiji, Chineke, Olodumare gave before they came. So let's reconsider schooling today. Why do we need to reconsider schooling? It's because you've got a role. And that role is in the community building. You see, you've got a role in your community. But we have a community that the people do not know their roles. So now we are doing a short interview for ourselves to know the roles and also now conclude. So today, na community development 101. Because our children have been going to school to learn what is not useful for our community. Our children have been going to school and the only thing they can become is the slave of another man. How? When you did there now, especially those people when ever japa, waiting be your, so all your schooling, all your life, all the knowledge, no be say to fix your road. I want to say fix your shirt. I don't go talk that one. No be say to fix your electricity. Now to carry yourself, either by crook or by craft or by anointing or by prophecy or by say, raise up your green passport. If you want to go to America, if you have been denied, if you want to go to Britain, if you have been denied, Interbabi Fogbologbong, Kai! If that's all you're learning, then reconsider. Because in this community called African community, your children and you yourself may not have a role to play. It is your decision today that will determine that. Now, wake up call. So if you like it, call it Ad Talk. Today, we have roles to play in our community. But over the years, they have dabaru our mind to make us think that until USAID come, you cannot have water. You cannot have a bowl, you cannot have electricity, you cannot have school, you cannot have common sense. Background for African leaders. So, as you can define your role today now, know that it's actually a broad chain. So, as you are trying to get your children to school to do the learning, know that it's a big chain. Please support us. You will see that we are having bits of internet connectivity. Yes, and that is one of the problem. So now, this is a long chain that involves you. Any schooling that does not research our community, take them away. See, today, no beef. I know they do shere today. Any schooling that does not research our community, take them away. Anywhere where you do on top of Freeland, anywhere where you do on top of the globe, and the schooling they are giving you or you are giving your children does not allow them to research their community. Genje 419, Irolon Jebena lie. That schooling will not make your children become anything. You dey hear am? Eh? Any schooling that does not allow your children to enter your community, to be a part of your community, na lie, gain journey. Reconsider schooling today. Your pikin day on top last giddy. He dey sing. Waiting be the that song name again. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Build it up with iron bars, iron bars. I am best. If you see my eye for under the glass, you're going to say I dey eye you. You're picking a London Bridge you go fix later in life. Echo Bridge is falling down, falling down. When you sing, Echo Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. Echo Bridge is falling down, our Oba Ile. Your child is able to enter the community. You don't hear him. She is a hear him. Any schooling that does not raise your community, na genje. Reconsider schooling today. Must your children go to school? Should they go to school? Why are they going to school? Any schooling that is not raising your community, making your community to be better. How many years of colonization and neo-colonization? What do you learn? We become more zombies. You say you want the gun, they say they want the man with the gun. They've taken the man with the gun and they tell the man to shoot anyway. That is the education that now allow your children to make your community to rise. So as we come to look at now, needs and assert assessment. Any education, any schooling that does not allow your children to assess the needs of their community and also look for solution to RAM, na lie. Reconsider schooling today. Any schooling that does not set goal for your community, make your community move forward, na genje, na lie. Reconsider it today. Any schooling that does not build effective organization, that schooling fit even be your religious schooling. That is dividing you, making you to think like a zombie. That is making you to kill another man in the name of a God that you cannot see. Then reconsider the schooling today, oh, because last, African bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. African bridge is falling down. Our dear monarchs. Say, I don't care. So any schooling that does not allow you to strategize as a community for your security and future, gain journey, stop it. Any schooling that does not allow you to take action for your future, it is a lie, stop it. Why are your children going to school? Why must they go to school? Why should they go to school? And what do they do with the school? Any schooling that is not allowing them to take action, but is allowing them to be another man's slave, gain journey, stop it. Go and check out our schools today. So I think we are closing down schools today on the continent of Africa. Any school, you dey hear them, that did not allow you to do evaluation and the celebration of your own little successes, gain journey, stop it. Hear me? Any school that does not allow you to do the evaluation and the celebration of your own little successes, na lie, stop it. So, you have a role, oh, community engagement. That means any school that you do must make you to be functional where you are and not forget your root. So, many people have been advocating for the end of the school. And I am also advocating for the school to end. But the kind of school that we end, it is this kind of school that is making our children to be less. I don't know, but I don't want my child to be less. I don't know about you. Is this what you want for our children? Jenna, this. I don't want it. Say that waiting you want for your pikin. No. But if you are not careful, as I carry the map of Africa on top of my head, now so we must carry this school matter. So if you are just joining us, it is the first and only truly Pan-African Media House, and we thank you because we are redefining what is called Pan-Africanism. Today we did touchlight ourselves deep and for inside our own face because we must redefine schooling. We must reconsider schooling. Say, share this thing, they work for us. Because it is madness, highest of all madness, to continue doing the same thing over and over and expect this a different result. Same thing will give you the same result. Don't let them deceive you. So we are reconsidering schooling today. Please reconsider with us. And as we dey go, don't forget you have a role. Anything you do, the conclusion today is, train your child to be better than you. So if you want to train your child to be better than you, you must give your child what is better than yours. So we must train our children to be global citizens, to be responsible citizens, to be futuristic citizens, and to be the solution to our generation. It is okay to wear a ram buba agbada dan shiki and your native attire on a Monday. Because any school that does not allow you to live like Olodumare created you, should be reconsidered today. It's okay, like, okay. It is short and sweet, it is hard, but we must crack the nut. It is a wake-up call. Without any apology to anybody, we have our roles to play, and we will not be second fiddles to anyone on our continent. Wake up, Africa.
Spray FM, Pan African Radio.